Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Set Free Live. I'm Prophetess Deborah Taylor, and it is a blessing, beloved, to be with you again today. We're thanking the Lord and praising Him for His goodness and His mercy. And it's been a minute since we've been on the air, but it's been a very busy summer. But we're thanking God that we're able to be back with you and start back and get back into our study. It's been a while. We started this study some time ago, and we've had a challenge in finishing it, but I'm determined, beloved, that we're going to go on through this so we can go on to some other things that God has given us. So I'm asking that you pray for us. Amen. Set Free Live is brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. We are located in Lawton, Oklahoma. And we invite you to visit our website if you would like to know more about our ministry. Our website is www.wopministries.org, or you may call us. You can call in to the radio show if you'd just like to ask us some questions, comments. You can call in at 718-664-9578. Now, just to let you know, before we go into prayer, we will be on the radio again on tomorrow, and I'll be doing a special broadcast on tomorrow. We may veer off from the study. I'm not sure yet. We're expecting to have a very special guest all the way from India, my son in the gospel, Pastor Varham, is going to be listening in, and hopefully he can call in, and if not, he'll be listening in on tomorrow, so we're excited about that. And so we want you to tune in on tomorrow at 7 a.m. the Central Time, so you'll set your time accordingly. Okay, before we go into the Word of God, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we do thank you for this day. Lord, I thank you for allowing us to be back again on the air. And I'm asking as we go into the Word this morning that you would anoint your Word, Father, to every listener, Father God. Let it be food for our souls. We thank you for end-time prophecy and end-time events and how, Father, you give us through your Word the things that are going to happen that will shape those that will be left after the rapture of the church and those that will get saved even after the rapture, Father. Lord, we thank you that you have just given us your blueprint of what's to happen and even things that are going on now that are shaping this world and shaping our nation. And Father, we just ask for wisdom, knowledge, direction. Lead us and guide us by your Spirit. Father, we thank you now for all things. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, we're going to go back, and I'm just going to recap Revelation chapter 8 because we've got stuff there in that chapter for quite a bit of time. I'm not going to go back into all of it, but just to give you a view of where we've been. We started out in the book of Revelation, and we went through chapters 1 through 6. We did go through those chapters pretty quickly. Chapter 1 gave us a very good introduction and an overview of John, who was on the Isle of Patmos, and he had been put there because of his stand for Jesus Christ. No doubt the people thought that, you know, by putting him there that would be the end of his life, but I believe that that turned out to be the very best time of his life because God was able to give him this vision, and this is where we are now going through the book of Revelation. Chapters 2 and 3 talked about the churches. We talked about the church of Ephesus. We talked about the church of Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. There are 7 churches in the book of Revelation that is depicted there. For each church, there was a specific message that the Lord sent through John by way of the angel, who is the pastor, the leader of the church. So we talked about those churches, and then we went on into 4 and 5, which gives us a view of heaven. And in that, in those chapters, what I really like about those chapters is where the question was asked, who was worthy to open the books? And as John was looking, there was nobody worthy. But we know the one that was worthy, and that's Jesus. He paid the price for us. He paid the price for our sins, sicknesses, and our diseases, so we might have a right to the tree of life. And we also saw where the elders bowed down and they worshiped constantly before the throne of God. And when we get in the Lord's presence, all we can actually do, beloved, is worship God. The presence of the Lord is awesome, and we can't go before the Lord any kind of way. We must come. We can come boldly to the throne of grace to find help in time of need. But if there's sin in our life or if we've done things wrong, we have to wash. We have to be clean. And we can walk clean and holy and live a holy life every single day by the power of Christ. That's why Jesus died for us. Amen. Now, chapter 6, we went into the seals, the first 6 seals, excuse me, after the rapture. We know that the rise of Antichrist will take place. He will come out full-fledged at that time. And as a result, all-out war will break out, according to the second seal, along with famine, death, and hell. Amen. The third and fourth seals. Amen. The fifth seals, we see a group of people that have been martyred, tribulation saints that will be martyred for the name of Jesus Christ at that time. It'll be very difficult for people to live and maneuver, especially Christians. And then the sixth seal, we see the wrath of God. Now, the reason God pours out his wrath is basically because of judgment and sin. And God does not pour his wrath out on his people. He pours his wrath out on those who are wicked and those who choose not to believe and walk right and rebel and disobey God. God pours out his wrath. Amen. Now, the seventh seal in Revelation chapter 7, we went into the seventh seal, but before that, we can see that there's silence in heaven. And silence depicts, I don't want to lose my place here, so forgive me. Silence depicts that there's something coming. Whenever you get quiet and there's just a calmness there, you know that something's coming. It's either good or it's either bad. Amen. But we know that according to this, and as we read, we can see that there's something else coming. But before that, we see a parenthetical. I think I got ahead of myself. Forgive me. We see a parenthetical part in here, and this is the sealing of the 144,000. The Lord said to seal them, put a mark on them, on their foreheads. And that was so that when more judgment and wrath come, his people would not be hurt by that. Amen. Now, chapter 8, we come up to chapter 8, verse 1. And in this verse, we pick back up with the seals. Now, from chapter 7, let's go back just for a moment. Chapter 7, verses 1 through 17 is where you have the part about the redeemed, about God sealing. Now, we have people that teach that, and I don't want to get into other religions, but we do have, there is a teaching that a group of people believe that only 144,000 people will be saved. Well, we know that that's not true. This is a sealing, and these are God's people, the Jews, and God seals them for a specific purpose. And so I would encourage you to go back and read more on that chapter. Amen. And allow the Lord to open that up to you, what that is about. Amen. Now, chapter 8, verse 1, we pick back up. the seals are resumed, and this is after the seventh chapter. We're going right through the book of Revelation, and we're reading it just the way it is, not trying to put anything to it, reading it, amen, and the Lord is giving us, the interpretation is right in the Word, amen. If it's literal, amen, a literal meaning, don't try to put anything to it. If it's not a literal meaning, if it's figurative or symbolic, take it for what it is, amen. Don't allow the enemy to twist you up with this book. This is a very good book, a very exciting book, amen, and a lot applies to us. There's a lot that we can take from this book, amen, as well as realize the prophetic meaning behind it, amen. Now, you are listening to Set Free Live, brought to you by Women of Power Ministries, amen. We are back in the book of Revelation doing end-time Bible study. I call it end-time prophecy, amen. And we invite you to call in if you have questions or concerns, 718-664-9578. Amen. God bless you. Now, Revelation 8, verse 1, the seals, in this verse, the seals are resumed after the seventh chapter, which was talking about the two company of the redeemed. Amen. Now, 8, 1, the seals, the silence in heaven. This needs no interpretation, beloved, for it's just as literal as the contents of the other seals, and its language can express. In other words, there will be silence in heaven. That's the seventh seal. Amen. Now, verses 2 through 6 of Revelation chapter 8, the seven angels, they're special ones here, and they were given seven trumpets, and they were each to blow their trumpet in order. Okay, what's getting ready to happen is the trumpet judgments. And Revelation chapter 8 and verse 7, the first trumpet that was blown, as it was blown, hail, fire, and blood was plagued on the earth. If you go back to Exodus chapter 9, verses 22 through 26, you can see what happened there and how that plague affected the earth. Okay, the second trumpet is a burning mountain. And that's Revelation 8, 8, and 9. This mountain is a large meteor-like, and it's on blaze. It's a fire. It falls into the sea. Amen. And we're going to see what's going to happen to the sea as a result. It may be the Mediterranean that this meteor will fall into. Amen. Now, the events of the seals and the plagues of the trumpets and vials will be especially poured out upon the then known world, the world as it'll be at the time that these events will take place. One third of the sea will become blood. One third of the living creatures in the sea and on the sea, the ships, they will be destroyed. Business on the sea will be crippled, and men will begin to realize that these are the judgments of God. Man can't make up something like this, and just a normal natural catastrophe can't make up these events. This will be the hand of God. And you know the scripture talks about, I was thinking about this scripture in 1 Peter where it says that judgment must begin at the house of God first. And we're seeing the judgment of God, beloved. We're seeing different things happen in the body right now because God has to also judge his body, because he's going to have a pure church, a righteous church, a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. Amen. So sometimes it does take the judgment of God. Now, not the wrath of God, but God's judgment. He's just. Amen. And he brings correction, amen, to his people because he loves us. Amen. Now, picking up Revelation chapter 8, 10 and 11, the star Wormwood. This is Wormwood, and we're going to read. I'm going to read this out of the New King James Version, the New King James Version of the Bible, Revelation chapter 8, amen, verses 9 and 10. Okay? Let's see. It says, so the seven. Okay, wait a minute, I'm in the wrong place. I'm sorry. Revelation chapter 8, 9, and 10. Let me get there. I'm sorry, wait a minute. Revelation 8, 10 and 11. Okay. 10 and 11. Then the third angel sounded, and a great star fell from heaven, burning like a Torah, and it fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. The name of the star is Wormwood. A third of the waters became wormwood, and many men died from the water because it was made bitter. Now, we know if our water supply is affected, many, 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 many lives will be lost because we can't survive without water. And so this wormwood, when it fell, it contaminated the rivers, the waters, the wells. Everything was contaminated, and many men died. Now, this judgment, again, it falls in the form of a star from heaven, and it was burning. This is probably a meteor, gaseous vapor, that will be absorbed by one-third of the waters, the rivers, and the fountains, and they will be bitter. They will not be healthy, so men will not be able to drink and consume it for health or just for natural consumption. So that's going to be something that all the water or a lot of the water will be contaminated. Now, the fourth trumpet, the sun, the moon, and the stars, Revelation 8, verse 12, it says this. Then the fourth angel, now remember, there were, I believe, seven angels, seven trumpets that will sound. Amen. This is the fourth one. Then the fourth angel sounded, and a third of the sun was struck, a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of them was darkened. A third of the day did not shine, and likewise the night. Now, if you can remember back again in the book of Exodus when the plague of darkness hit the earth or hit that area, it was so dark that it could be felt. And I'm sure that a lot of us have been in areas where we have been where it was so dark we could not see. You can't see before your face if there are no street lights. And even if you're driving in a car, if you didn't have that light in your car, you wouldn't be able to see. But this darkness is going to be so dark, I believe it's going to be felt. It's going to be a horrible, horrible time. And you know the enemy thrives in darkness. Amen. There's no light in him. So, beloved, you know, everything we do, we got to do it in the light because the enemy thrives in darkness. And he, it's almost like at midnight and in the darkest part of the night is when he really moves demonic forces in the heavenly realm, is really in activity during the night watches. That's why it's important for us to pray. Amen. Even during the night watches. Amen. There are four night watches. There are four watches during the night. Amen. And we have to be on guard in each of those watches. That, you know, God has people praying through the night at different watches. Why? Amen. To pull down strongholds. Amen. To combat the forces of the enemy. Amen. But during this time of darkness, all the powers of hell and the powers of darkness will be unleashed because this will be the season, amen, that the world will be in. So it will be a terrible, terrible time. Amen. Now, in Exodus 10, 21 through 23, that darkness lasted for 3 days. The darkness I just spoke about, we just spoke about. Amen. Now, we see that the first four trumpet judgments, they have to do with plagues that are affecting vegetation, our food, the sea, the rivers, the planets. As indicated, when you go back and read Revelation 7, verses 1 through 3, they gave a message. The Lord gave a message. Amen. What was to come? Glory to God. Now, the last three affect not the material, but moral, what creation. Amen. We're going to see that. Now, real quick, I want to read to set this up, Revelation 8 and 13, and we'll pick this back up on our next broadcast on tomorrow. But Revelation 8 and 13 says this, and I looked, and I heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven saying with a loud voice, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth because of the remaining blast of the trumpet of the three angels who are about to sound. Now, this announcement of the three woes under the fifth, sixth, and seventh seals, this is the last three judgments, which hold terror. The angels will fly. The angel will fly in the midst of heaven, announcing the three woes because of the three angels which are about to sound. Now, the three woes of the last three trumpets, this is what they are. The plague of demon locusts out of the abyss, that's going to be found in Revelation chapter 9, verses 1 through 12. The plague of demon horsemen out of the abyss, that's Revelation 9, 13 through 21. And then the casting out of Satan to the earth, Revelation 11, 14 through 13, verse 18. So when we pick up on tomorrow, beloved, we're going to begin to talk about these last three trumpet judgments, amen, and what's going to happen during this time. So I encourage you to go ahead and read chapter 9. Actually, you can read verses chapters 9 and 10, but particularly chapter 9, amen. And we're going to talk about, glory to God, these trumpet judgments. Now, you've been listening to Set Free Live, brought to you, amen, by Women of Power Ministries. We are located in Lawton, Oklahoma, and we do appreciate the Lord, and we appreciate you listening, amen, to our broadcast. We pray that you will continue to listen and be a part if this broadcast is a blessing to you and you would like to know more about our ministry. We invite you to write us at WOP Ministries, P.O. Box 7192, Lawton, Oklahoma, 73505. You may also email us at Deborah@WOPMinistries.org. Leave us your prayer requests, beloved. Leave us your praise reports. Amen. Let us know how the broadcast is being a blessing to you. Or you can go on Blog Talk Radio Women of Power, and you can also leave us a message right there. Amen. We'll get your message, and I try my best to reply to those of you, amen, that listen in, that find our blog talk, and you are so gracious to leave us a message. We appreciate that. All the friends that we have, amen, on Blog Talk, I appreciate you all. Amen, and thank God for you. Now, before we leave, I just want to have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you, amen, once again for this broadcast and for your word. We thank you for the richness of your word, Father. And I'm asking you to continue to encourage us, give us enlightenment in your word, Holy Spirit. Father God, continue to anoint this word. Let it be food for our souls, Father. Give us a stirring through this teaching and through this time of sharing, Father, that will encourage us to grow stronger in you. Bless your people. Father, those that may need to be encouraged today, lifted up today, I want you to encourage, strengthen. Father God, if one needs healing, we want you to heal by the power of God. Father, we thank you that you send your word to heal. You send your word to set us free. And Father, we thank you for your word today. Bless and keep us in the center of your will, in your perfect will. Keep us, Father God. Allow us, God, to do the things that you've opened the doors for us to do, Father, that we may do it to the glory of God. Now, you bless on today and keep us and bring us back at the appointed time. Amen. And we thank you for all things in Jesus' name. Amen. I want you to be blessed, beloved. Know that God loves you. Know that he cares. Amen. Know that he's watching over his word to perform it concerning you. And if he's for you, he's more than the world against you. I want you to be blessed. Continue to listen in to the broadcast. Amen. And be a part. We love you. We appreciate you. Glory to God. Looking forward to our next time when we can gather, amen, and share. We're talking about end time prophecy, the book of Revelation. We will pick up, amen, in Revelation chapter 9 on our next broadcast. Until then, be blessed in the name of the Lord Jesus. God bless you.